I wanted to just spend a moment of time addressing some of the information that I've seen floating around this past week that we are hearing via email and phone calls and on social media about a staff learning session that occurred on August 10. It has been reliably reported to me by several staff members that the speaker did not say the quote that has been attributed to him that I saw on social media. However, given that there still seems to be some disagreement about what was actually said, and with me being new here, I want everyone to know that I'm going to look further into this matter and try to get a sense of what those attendees feel that they heard. I want you to know that in my short time here, I firmly believe that our staff members are trained professionals who are dedicated to doing what's best for our students. Being new to Lincoln Public Schools, this is a wonderful leadership opportunity for me, however, to review our practices when we choose presenters. If we are going to be true to our mission of all means all, we either believe that or we don't. If we are going to be true to the mission of all means all, we may need to consider our speakers through a wider lens, but there is always room for us to do better. In the meantime, I want to state unequivocally where LPS stands. And I have spoken with my board members to make certain that I'm on solid ground in stating this at this short time into my tenure. We are legally and morally obligated to provide appropriate training to our staff, and in this case, we're talking about training to staff, not training to students, to ensure that all of our students have access to programs and activities delivered at times by our staff members that are free from harassment, bullying, and exclusion. We will continue to pursue those training opportunities. I want to be very clear. The Lincoln Public Schools do not condone, support, or promote sexual activity among our students. However, we are also parents, and we don't want anyone's children engaging in risky or inappropriate behaviors. To suggest that that was the intent would be a mistake. That is not the intent. Therefore, we will do our best to ensure that any content for students and staff will be appropriate and in line with our policies and curriculum. And if we or I, through this study, find that an invited speaker is not in line, they will not be invited back. It is as clear as that. We believe that our school staff members must recognize the importance of the parent-child relationship and the right of a parent to make decisions for their own minor child. Parents do know what's best for their children, and our strongest desire is to partner with those parents and guardians in providing their children and our students with the best and most appropriate educational opportunities. Thank you.